Stelling Poll, Britain's police are now the paramilitary wing of Extinction Rebellion. By James Stelling Poll on September 18, 2021. This is your occasional reminder that the police are not your friend. If you're in any doubt, check out the depressing footage of British police apparently aiding and abetting a group of climate loons as they close down a public highway. The footage shows a gaggle of activists from one of Extinction Rebellion's offshoots waiting to blockade a slipway leading onto the M25, the London Orbital, Britain's busiest motorway, during morning rush hour. Instead of arresting the lot of them for causing a breach of peace, one policeman steps into the road and appears to stop the traffic in order to enable the activists to complete their cordon. "So we can just take our time and decide what we're going to do," says one of the Insulate Britain activists contentedly, as they prepare to form a barrier across the road, right under the noses of the police. Many thousands of motorists will have found themselves hugely inconvenienced, likely causing hundreds of thousands of lost man-hours, millions in economic disruption, and any number of cancelled meetings, ruined visits, and lost opportunities. Yet it would seem that the police's sympathies are all with a dozen eco-loons, the usual mix of crusties and idiot pensioners, rather than the vast majority of the public who just wish the police would do the job they're supposed to do and keep the roads open. If it had happened once, it might be put down to blithering incompetence. But the same thing has been allowed to happen at least three times in one week. Here is a sample of the comments generated. Defund the police. Maybe in a strange way, BLM have a point. Absolutely disgusting. Unfortunately, call me old-fashioned, but if I had seen a British police officer assisting anarchists in this way, I would have jumped out of my car and knocked the copper out. I would have been sitting in a prison cell now, and he's the one assisting a crime. That officer needs to be sacked immediately. Preeti Patel, get a grip, this cannot be tolerated. So, essentially, we have the police facilitating a crime to safeguard the criminal disruptors from getting hurt. What's next? The police providing a siren-blaring escort to bank robbers in their getaway car to avoid them getting into a fender bender? This would be the stuff of farce if it wasn't so chilling. This is absolutely shocking. The police is not on our side. This is the sound of the law-abiding, tax-paying middle classes waking up to the utter dog's breakfast of a shitshow that their country has become under the current conservative regime. As the mostly great Peter Hitchens has noted, there are still one or two brainwashed loyalists out there who think that because Boris supposedly delivered Brexit, somehow he's a stand-up guy who is leading Britain to a bright future outside the European Union. But they are deluded and they're in for a rude awakening. Hitchens wrote in his most recent column, "Well, now you know I was right. The Conservative Party is not just drenched in political correctness, useless at practical matters from law and crime to schools and transport, and led by ignorant ninnies who are no better than they ought to be. It is also a ferocious raiser of taxes and spendthrift with your money. It is in fact New Labour, Blairism but without the Blair creature. It even resorts to wild pseudo-popular policy initiatives, such as the latest pretense at getting tough with illegal migration on the high seas, to try to distract your attention from what it is really up to, namely gobbling up more of your income than at any time in modern history. Yes, indeed. And this two-tier policing system, kid gloves for controlled opposition groups like Extinction Rebellion, a steel cap jackboot for enemies of the state like the people gathering in Britain's cities today to protest against the looming vaccine passports and against jabs for children, is very much part of the problem. As I've written before, the British establishment, Boris Johnson's corrupt, controlled, dishonest administration especially, loves Extinction Rebellion, Black Lives Matter, and similar neo-Marxist cry-bully groups because they help reinforce the liberal elite's woke agenda. Extinction Rebellion, for example, has the tacit support of such impeccably establishment figures as the Prince of Wales and the Stephen Fry. That's why the police treat them so gently, because the police are not answerable to the British public but to the toxic state and, by extension, the Build Back Better agenda of the globalists' New World Order. Follow Breitbart London on Facebook, Breitbart London.